You're checking out the South Florida Suburbs Show. I am Gary.
And I'm Margaret.
Yeah, and we're married for about 14 years so far, but we've been together close to 20.
No, it has been 20.
And she's always correcting me.
Close enough, I guess.
So now coming up on today's show, we're going to be talking about the bathroom. Everything from peeing on the toilet rim, which I don't do.
Yes, you didn't.
And the toilet paper. There isn't a right or wrong way.
Yes, there is.
And leaving hair everywhere after shaving, which I don't do.
Disgusting.
It's all coming up. South Florida Suburbs Show. If you're watching us on YouTube, remember to like, subscribe, comment below, click that bell so you know when we have new podcasts coming out. And if you're listening to us on Anchor or Spotify, you can go ahead and support us as little as 99 cents up to a whole $4.99.
Woo!
Woo! All right. Okay, so what do you want to talk about first? The pissing on the toilet rim, the toilet paper, or hair?
Any of them are fine. It's all ridiculous.
All right, so let's talk about peeing on the toilet rim. Now, if you're a guy, you can aim into a toilet day, night. It doesn't matter. You're not pissing on the rim. And my wife doesn't seem to understand. You know, when you got a good stream and you're hitting water on water, things splash. You're not pissing on the rim.
Yuck. It's disgusting. No. And if, even if that's the case, then guess what you do afterwards? You clean it afterwards.
I thought we just, I leave it for you to clean, no? I mean, you put the seat down anyway. Like, it's not like you're going to see it.
You're just disgusting.
Anyway, well, I have to tell you, I am not pissing on the rim. If anything, it's splashing. Now, look, you know, if I get up while I'm sleeping, I got to hit the can and you know.
Yeah, you're probably peeing all over the place. You don't even know. Because you're half asleep and you don't care.
No, I know I'm hitting. Look, I can hear water on water, so I know I am okay. Not hitting the rim. If I'm peeing and there's no sound, then, oh shit, I'm not pissing in the toilet. And that doesn't happen.
You want to put a newspaper down for you? I mean, maybe.
Either way,
guess what you have to do afterwards? Clean up your pee.
Look, I'm not pissing on the rim, so why would I have to wipe it down constantly?
Pee's not just magically appearing on there. It's
maybe you're doing it. Maybe you're pissing in the toilet so hard and it's splashing up and it's getting in between the toilet seat. And
oh my God.
How do you know it's me? Huh? Do you check every single time?
Are you serious?
Yeah, anything's possible.
How? That's not even possible. I'm sitting down.
Are you sure? No, you're not sure. You don't know. So don't blame me.
No, we all know. Even Gia knows. She looked at her toilet. Yes, our daughter, Gia.
Our eight-year-old daughter, yeah.
She knows when you've gone in her bathroom, she saw the pee on the seat, and she's like, Daddy peed on the seat again. I said, yeah, I know.
All right, first things first. She shouldn't be seeing it because you guys sit to pee. So that should always be covering it.
No, we lifted the seat.
Oh, it's like a bed check?
Yeah, it's called cleaning the toilet. So lift the seat up and there's pee all over it. And she even knows. She said, Daddy peed on the seat again.
Well, you guys are wrong. I'm not pissing on the seat. If there's anything that was ever there, it's by mistake. And it's not on purpose.
Thank God there's only one
male
man in this house. Because if I had sons on top of it or something, I would lose my mind.
Your brother, he was one boy at a... Was this a problem when you were growing up?
No.
You're kidding.
No. There's only one of him in four.
Well, that's what
of
I'm
us,
saying. So. Well, there's only one of me and two of you, so...
Yeah, I don't recall it ever being a problem. Well, my father was there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, my mom did most of the cleaning at that point, so I don't know. I'm sure she has plenty of stories to tell about that.
Well, then, hey, you know what? It's now your job. Start cleaning the piss off the top. Look, I'm not peeing on the toilet. That's all. If anything, it's a ricochet.
No.
When you got a strong stream, you
I
know,
don't
when
care
you're working with
what
all
the
this,
reasoning is, you need to clean your piss.
Whatever. Fine. Let's move on. The toilet paper. Now, there is no right or wrong way. You put the damn roll on the holder and you pull it off. You rip some squares. You wipe your butt. You get out.
No.
That's
there
it.
There is a right way.
There is not a
yes,
right
there
way.
Is.
Actually, you know
it's,
what? To be honest with
it's
you,
it's infuriating.
Are the first-
when you put it the wrong way, and every time you put it the wrong way.
You are the first person to ever let me know that there was a wrong way, because there isn't a wrong way.
Who else have you lived with besides your mother?
My brother? I had roommates in college.
Yeah, like they give a crap to it.
That's correct. Nobody gave a crap because nobody gives a crap except for you.
No. Everybody gives a crap.
Okay, so what's the right way? Because like I said, for me, it's just, look, you know what? You should be lucky that I'm replacing it. How's that?
You don't even do that half the time. I go in there, there's an empty roll.
But the other half of the time, I do.
And you put it the wrong way.
There is no wrong way.
Yes, there is. You know what? Even if you look it up online, it tells you the correct way, which is the way that I do it.
Yeah, a woman probably wrote that.
The flap should go towards you, not away from you.
What does that even mean, the flap should go towards you? What is this, underwear?
No.
Yeah, I know. When you pull it off, it should be coming off the top and down versus by the wall. Hey, guess what? It still works just as well, no matter which way you turn.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. So.
We should take a poll, because I guarantee it would be.
Well, let's take a poll right now. You're wrong. You lose.
No.
There is no right or wrong way. And it's
very
annoying.
Very infuriating.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, the toilet paper works the same no matter how you pull it off
doesn't.
The roll.
It doesn't. It gets in the way of the wall when you put it the wrong way.
What, is the wall just jumping out at you?
It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Oh, and talking about things that are ridiculous, I'm a very hairy individual. I am.
No kidding.
I am a, like,
disgusting. Like Sasquatch.
If I was taller and I took off all my clothes and ran through the woods, I could be mistaken for Bigfoot.
You could. That's very possible.
But now here's the thing.
Except you don't have enough on your head. So, you know, everywhere else.
Hey, that's not my choice. I didn't choose the genetic haircut. Anyway, you know, you complain about me leaving hair everywhere. I shower and I shave in the shower. I do shower, believe it or not. But I shave there. And whatever hair, you know, I pick it up. I throw it away. So I don't know what you're complaining about where I leave hair everywhere. There's no hair.
Yes, there's hair. Everywhere.
Where?
You, not as much anymore, but you used to cut your, like, I don't know if it was the your sideburn or something with a little scissor, and you would cut the hair from God knows where. Maybe it's your nose hair. I don't know where you're cutting it from, but used to cut the hair and it would just fall all over the sink and all over the counter. And I find it, and I know it's yours, this little red hair. It's probably gray now, but little red hairs everywhere.
It used to be red before
and
met
you.
And
you just left it there.
I didn't just leave it there. I cleaned it up. Look, I'm not perfect. I might miss a hair here and there.
No.
You shouldn't talk. You want to talk about hair everywhere. I don't understand how there's so much hair that falls out of your head and you're not bald. I mean, I've seen the
brush. Because mine grows back.
I've seen the brush. There's tons of hair.
Don't be a hater.
There was tons of hair stuck in the drain. Look, there are times where I'm going to the bathroom and down there, I'm pulling strands of your hair wrapped around my junk. Somehow it got in the washing machine, gets in my underwear, and then decides to it wrap itself around my wang. I mean, what is I pull clumps of hair.
I want you to take a piece of me with you always. Look, you're just jealous because I can lose that much hair and it grows back.
It has nothing to do with being jealous. It has to do with I'm pulling long ass strands of hair out of my shirt, out of my socks. Like, what the hell is going on there? At least my hair is stuck in the appropriate place, which is the bathroom. Yours is everywhere. Everywhere. How does it do that?
I don't know.
You must get your own hair stuck in your clothes too, yeah?
I do.
How does it do that?
I got long hair.
No.
And so does your daughter. It's not just my hair.
How does it do? Well, before we had a daughter, it was still happening. So my question again is, how does it travel?
It has a mind of its own. Okay.
Well, then you need to start teaching it to stop doing that. It's freaking ridiculous. Besides the cat, the two cats and all their hair, the dog and its freaking hair, your hair, Gia's hair. Mine is the least of the problems here. A little stubble here and there. Everywhere. Look, I have been wiping my ass once and there was a strand of your hair. What is that? It's everywhere. So when you forget, and you've been doing a very good job of not letting it go down the drain or clog the drain or the shower, things, but you stick it to the wall. Sometimes it's left on the wall.
I do that so it doesn't go down the drain and gets clogged the drain.
So we have hairy walls now in the shower?
No, like, I take it and I throw it away.
Not all the time. I will walk in there and there's like, what did you do?
It's better than clogging the drain, isn't it?
It's better than clogging the drain. It's still a very odd thing to walk in the shower and our shower. So we just redid it and we've got these big, like what, 2.5 feet by 2 feet, you know, like that. Those are the tiles up the wall and it's a kind of grayish color. And my wife's hair, it stands out. You see brown clumps of hair. It's, I mean, what? What? It's pretty nasty.
Listen, you rather do that or try to unclog the drain?
Neither. How about you take care? Figure out how what's happening and make it stop. Just make it stop. I'll make you a deal. I'll put the toilet paper on correctly. Make it stop. Get your hair to not be everywhere.
You have to talk to my hair. I don't know what to say. No control over that.
No, because that would be a sane conversation. Margaret, shh, I need to talk to your hair. Give me a second here. Oh, my God. But I still love you.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
All right, that's all we got for today. Unless there's anything you want to add,
I think that's it.
Yeah, wonderful. Domestic living. We've our bitch fest is over.
Yes, we've for now. Now reminded everybody of how nasty you are.
Now I'm just gonna piss on the floor in front of the toilet and let you slip on it.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, so you've been listening to the South Florida Suburbs Show. You can reach us at southfloridasuburbs@gmail.com. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can always make a comment down below. We'll look at them. We might not respond to them, but we'll look at them. Also, like and subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube, and be sure to click that bell so that you know when we put out a new podcast. Now, if you're listening to us on Anchor or Spotify, I mean, what would you do with 99 cents? Give it to us. You can support us, 99 cents. Then you know, also up to $4.99 if you're a high roller. You know, throw that $4.99 our way. Anyway, we appreciate you listening. I am Gary,
and I'm Margaret,
and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.